Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health. How may I help you?
Hi, I just have a general question about COVID testing. Can any place or any testing site refuse to test you?
That I actually don't know, and that's a great question. 1 minute for me. Let me inquire for you.
Okay,
is that your only concern, or do you need
yes.
Testing sites? Okay, so 1 minute, please.
Well, I'd need a testing site also, but
okay.
But yes, that's the main question.
Okay, I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
While we're waiting for that answer, I will. What is your zip code for
36603?
36603, you said?
Yes.
Okay, I have several sites for your testing.
Okay.
And then I'll give you that answer in a moment.
All right, thank you.
When you're ready?
I'm ready.
I'm giving you the Family Health in Mobile Street in Citronelle Clinic.
Okay.
That number is 251-690-8889.
Okay, and you're checking for 36603 zip code?
36603, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, yes.
So this is Citronelle Clinic.
Okay.
Did you get that number?
I got it.
You have to call for appointment. The next two, you have to call for appointment, and then the third one I give you the when they're there. The next one is Family Health, Mobile County Health.
Okay.
251. 690-8889.
690?
Correct. Oh, it's the same number as the other one.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
That's okay.
Let me give you, yeah, it's a different location. One is Citronelle, the other one is a Mobile. It's Bayou Street.
Bayou Street, that's the one that's near me. Okay, all right. So now they test there.
Right. And you have to call for an appointment. Then there's the Franklin right. Medical Mall.
Okay.
On Martin Luther King Jr.
I actually have that number.
Okay. You have that. And then we have the Keeler Memorial Building on Bayou Street.
Okay.
That is 251 410 6243.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm waiting on that answer.
Walk-in clinics? Are there any walk-in clinics in Mobile?
Any walk-ins. So we only have this at this time. You would have to do that homework yourself for walk-ins.
Okay.
But these you can call, and they should be able to also give you some insight about that.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, so now I'm just waiting on the answer. About can any office or whatever refuse to test you.
Right.
Thank you.
doors behind me.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, so, ma'am, we're talking about those who are well, okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then no, they can't. We are supposing that it's that they're not turning away people because we're pre-registering everyone to get the vaccine or to mm-hmm. be tested,
mm-hmm.
right? So we haven't heard right. about the turning away. Okay.
People wanting to be tested. Okay.
Right, but now for if you have COVID, then no, they'll turn people away if they have COVID, right?
No. Yeah, I understand. I totally understand
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, if you just want to be tested, you know.
Yeah. Say it again, please.
If you've been, you know, been in an area with spread or whatever, you know, and you want to be tested.
Yes.
Before you go into another, you know, event or something.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And the turning away, the whole turning away piece, you have to inquire about that because any turning away often can come with other reasons that the site is dealing with. So you have to inquire about that. Sometimes
right.
they're not just turning
right.
away to turn away. It could be, you know, logistics, reasons on site.
Oh right, yeah.
So
definitely.
You
booked up or whatever. Yeah, no.
Right,
no,
right.
Anything. Yeah, it wasn't anything like that.
Oh, okay.
It's just that they, you know, this nurse said that I was wasting resources. I didn't have symptoms. Go ahead and quarantine for 10 days. Miss the event. You know.
I see. Oh.
Yeah.
Mhm, mhm. So that's an interesting one right there. So in them paying attention to symptoms, that's why they turned you away.
Yeah, I had no symptoms or anything, and you know, so they say if I have symptoms, go to the emergency room or whatever, but. You know, it said, no, I'm trying to just make sure I'm still negative. I just need something that's saying I'm still negative before I go to this other event around elderly people. And you know, I just want to make sure I'm still negative. And
yeah, that's a hard one because each site is, you know, the people that are working there, they're the ones in charge. So each site is responding differently. People are responding differently. I tell people don't even waste your time. Go and just do what you need to. If one site isn't helping the way you need it, go get another site. Just keep it moving. Because in this time of changing policies and situations because of COVID, you can get stressed out over one whole thing. There's so many different answers and responses happening. Do you know what I mean?
I do understand. Yeah, the only problem is, like, that this is my primary care office, and I want to keep all my records consistent within my
yes.
primary care office.
I see.
And
okay.
There was definitely wasn't an issue of no appointment available or anything like that. This nurse just decided I was wasting resources and didn't need to get tested and, you know, and just miss the event that I was trying to, you know, to go to if I'm concerned that I might be positive, you know, I think, but if it just seems like to me, that's why I just, you know, then she started quoting me the CDC guidelines, quarantine for 10 days if you think you've been exposed, and, you know, miss the event.
Hmm.
You'll go ahead and miss the church function, you know.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's, yeah, that even though that's your main place, you know, it would have been also good to get somewhere else if necessary. You know what I mean? Because,
yeah.
Like I said, sometimes it's coming down to the individuals there are in charge, and now you're bumping up against
yeah.
that.
Exactly.
You know, and
I
if you want to.
I've been tested since last summer. I've been tested maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. since last summer at the same office and never a problem.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Whatever's available, but no one's ever questioned me like this, and no one's ever, you know, decided that I wasn't worth it. I wasn't worth the resources, you know?
Well, yeah, I think she wasn't even thinking you weren't worth it. I think she sees so much of the material being, you know, cities have little materials. You understand? It's being stretched. So I don't think it was that message, really. I think the message was for those who it's evidently, you know, she sees the very sick. You know what I mean? But like you said, it was still your concern, and she should have been serving you.
Right. I am.
You know what I mean? Right.
I am.
But it's just... Exactly. So, yeah, her response still wasn't appropriate. Her response was still not appropriate. But at this point, if it is about principle, you're welcome to follow up, you know, or you can leave it alone. You know, let me give you, I'm going to give you the phone number for some nurses that could give you insight about that, okay?
Okay.
Let me give you their number quickly, and they can respond to you about that. They are a part of the Department of Labor, and Department of Health, COVID Health, and their number is 334.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
All right.
Get back to.
When you're ready.
Okay, 334.
Yes, 334. Then it's 314.
Mhm.
9789.
And what was that again? I'm sorry.
I'm giving you three or four numbers for the nurses that have insight about some of this as well.
Okay.
And they're available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. All right. Nurses about
they're a part
of testing.
Yes, these are nurses who are dealing with the Department of Public Health coronavirus hotline.
Okay.
And they speak to issues of your concern.
Okay.
334-314-9789.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's 334-451 0262.
Okay.
Then 334-451-4571.
4571. Okay, 334-451-4571.
Correct. And I'm just giving you the, you know, just more resources to speak to what concerns you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry that happened, and I hope you can, I hope another event comes around that, you know, works out right for you.
Well, like I said, just, you know, the main thing is this not happening, and how many other people have this happened to, where, you know, someone decides whether or not, you know, this person should get.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. We're in a time like that. Because each facility is almost making its own rules. It's its own boss. And then the individuals in there are the individual bosses because of the demand.
Yeah, I could see that if it was a scheduling issue or, you know, they just didn't have the time. And, it, you know, like I sat in front of the place that does the testing for over an hour and a half, and literally three cars came in.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Three cars came in, and then I went in and asked, you know, about, you know, can I just get tests? I'm waiting for them to approve. Because at that point, I had no doubt that they would go ahead and approve it, you know.
Sure.
And so I said, well, can I go ahead and get tested? And then, you know, when you get the approval, go ahead. They said, yeah, sure, you know. But like I said, I went ahead and left out and said, let me just go in and wait on the approval, and then I'll go back.
Mm-hmm,
but like, I didn't get the approval, and they called back and said, you know, no, you have to go by the CDC guidelines that, you know, you don't need to just quarantine.
My goodness.
Yeah, and I just, you know, like I said that, I just couldn't get, it just seemed like something else was going on. So I said, let me just call public health and just find out, you know.
What that was about.
You know, yeah, what that was about, you know.
And
everything, but like I said, I'll call and, you know, a couple of these places you've given me and see if I can get tested tomorrow, you know.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Someplace else, but like I said, the whole goal was keeping all my information within my primary care.
Oh, yeah,
all
yeah.
You know, for consistency of care.
Anyway,
you know, and everything. So I didn't want to go to an outside place.
Yes, yeah.
I would pay them to, you know, if that was, it was a matter of cost, you know, I'll, you know, if they think I'm wasting their resources, I would pay them for it.
Well, may I say to you, is that one woman there all the time?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if she doesn't rule the land, you still have opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm hoping that we've been able to help a little bit, okay?
Yes, you have. And, just answering that basic question and basically, no, they should not refuse.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the main thing, you know, on basically the guidelines is that, no, they should not refuse anybody wanting to get tested.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah.
should be turned away, you know, if it's not logistical, you know, issue going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically the bottom line is, on the surface, no one should be turned away.
Yeah. Yes.
So, but that's the main thing I needed to ask. Thank you so much. I do appreciate. What was your name? I appreciate it.
My name is Nini, ma'am. Nini, N-I-N-I. Yes, ma'am.
N-I-N-I. That's pretty. Okay.
That is correct. Thank
you.
Thank you. You're so welcome. The best to you. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You're welcome, ma'am. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.